Ramble.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of You Can Sit With Us. I'm one of your hosts, Becky, and I'm joined by Ariel.
Hello, just us today.
Just us and our podcast, Pixie Miles, of course.
Hi, friend.
Our pick set, our producer, Rachel, and Maggie are all out this week. So you just get Becky and Ariel.
You get the raw, the real.
You get the uncensored. No, just kidding. I wish Rachel was like, don't say this. Here's what you can't talk about.
Well, so today's a really big day because this is the first day that our redesign is out.
Yeah. So if you're watching us on YouTube, look at our thumbnail. It's new. How cute. If you're listening on any of your other platforms, just go click on our little...
That little square that you see when you are listening is different. It's not pink anymore. Mm-mm. It's very exciting. We went through a whole process.
Yeah, we had to do a photo shoot. Mm-hmm. We had to do a mood board. Mm-hmm. There were lots of emails.
There were lots of emails. Kaylin was heavily involved.
Yeah, basically anything like cute and aesthetic about us is Kaylin.
It's Kaylin. Okay, so do you want to, we should talk a little bit about the photo shoot, because that was a fun and hilarious just process.
That was a process.
We had a stylist who was lovely, but like we wear the same things. Mm-hmm. You know, I would say that speaking for myself, I wear the same things every day. I wear jeans and probably a black shirt.
Yeah, same.
Like the only time that I am not wearing that, I'm currently wearing that, but the only time that I am not wearing that is to come on this podcast because I think that I need to look different, that I need to wear a different shirt, you know?
Yeah.
And so we had a stylist who took us completely out of our comfort zone, completely.
Yeah. Are you going to talk about that?
Can
outfit?
We please talk about that one outfit? That one outfit. Okay, what it was a sweater. It was a cute like crew neck sweater.
Yeah. So the vibe we were going for was like fun, preppy,
maybe a little like 70s colorful.
Yeah, lots of color. And I loved our little boiler suits.
I loved the boiler suits. And they were adorbs. You know, and I feel like the one where we went the most out of our comfort zone was the 80s power suits.
Oh, for sure.
Like never in my life would I wear something with the shoulder pads that were on that thing.
Oh yeah, definitely not. I don't think I've worn a bodycon dress since like college.
Being a stylist must be a really fun job. Because you dress people in stuff that like you see in a magazine, you know, like I'll look in Vogue or something like that. And I'll think to myself, who wears this on the street? Nobody wears this outfit to work, you know, like this is not something that this is editorial. And that's what we were doing. We were trying to go for like an editorial look, but I don't think of myself as a model, you know? And so I'm not thinking of, I'm imagining that this is something that I'm going to wear in like normal everyday something. But then, you know, the pictures come out and you're like, okay, yeah, those are fun.
Yeah, you're like, that's cute.
Those are fun. I think having the experience of doing the thirst trap shoot.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like you just pull yourself out of like how you're feeling and like you're not so much you in the photo anymore. You're kind of taking a picture for the like the picture. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was an interesting scenario that we had, but it was a fun experience.
Yeah. I think I'm good with having my picture taken for like the next 5 years.
You don't want to have your picture taken for a while?
No, I think I really learned about myself that day. I prefer to take selfies on
my own. I was
going to
say, the queen of selfies over here.
See, I like the selfies because I can figure out like where I want to be and how I look. But like when someone else is taking my picture, I'm like, I don't want to, I don't, oh,
Really?
Yeah. I'm always like,
I want to get into that. That's so interesting. So like you, because I'm the opposite. I hate taking selfies. I'm so bad at them. No, I'm so bad at them.
You take good selfies. I think you took a selfie to send me a picture of your makeup one day.
Really?
And it was a good selfie.
Was it a long time ago?
Yeah, it probably was a long
time. Yeah, it was probably a long time.
I was like, I probably see your makeup more now. Just like the times we're doing makeup is when we're doing this.
Right, of course, yeah.
Something else.
Yeah, I hardly ever take selfies anymore. I always feel like I get discouraged. You know, I'll take a couple and then I'm like, no, I don't want to do this anymore.
See, the secret to selfies is you have to take about 50 before you like get the one.
And you really have to find the good light. Like stand right in front of a window. Oh. Yeah.
Lighting is literally everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like I always forget that. Like I'll be like, oh my God, my makeup looked so nice when I like left the house. Like, why do I feel like I look like I don't like it anymore? And I'm like, oh, it's because I'm under like fluorescent lights
in
a dingy bathroom. You know what I mean? Like at the mall.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't been at the mall.
There are some hotels that I've been to that have had the best lighting.
Oh.
Like to the point where I will get up in the morning and I will sort of look at myself in this this hotel lighting and I'll think like, maybe I don't need makeup today. Like maybe I could just, and then I walk outside and I'm like, oh man, come on. You know?
Yeah.
One of them was in New York. It was like the place where we were staying, the Standard Highline. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They had really nice lighting there.
Did you feel like you were aware of like your makeup and your hair and like your clothes when you like first started doing videos, like back in the BuzzFeed days?
Oh my God. No. Excellent question. And no, the answer is absolutely not. Like there's such a big difference between makeup and hair and clothes for video than for normal life. You know, like I used to work in an office and I remember I would sort of want to wear something that was a little fun so that people would, you know, so that when I'm in the like the break room or whatever, I could, somebody be like, oh, I love your shirt, or I love this, or I love that. You know, like you can get away with the billowy shirts and the this and the that. And I would, you know, and I would do my hair. I feel like, you know, if you put on too much blush or something like that, people be like, are you okay? Like, are you sick?
No such thing.
Well, I know that now. I know that now that I have been influenced by Becky Howardberger. I need that shirt. Oh, you have to tell the podcast listeners what your mother did.
Oh God. So my parents, number one Try Guys fans. They love everything. They watch all the podcasts, Guilty Pleasures, Baby Steps, this one. They sent me a shirt that was a picture that they took from my Instagram from like 4 years ago.
It's a good picture of you.
They put a little flower background on it, and it says, I've been influenced.
Isn't that the best?
And they said I could give it away if I want. And so obviously I texted Ariel and was like, I have a present for you.
Once I receive this shirt, dear listeners, I will be wearing it on the pod. Because it is going to be my new favorite shirt.
Kim and Don will be thrilled.
Until we make more of our own. similar to Miles Nation, I would like for the I've Been Influenced Nation to start to make their own shirts until I can convince the rest of my co-hosts to make these shirts with me. Because it tickles me. It tickles me so much to just imagine wearing a shirt that says I've been influenced, because you were clearly influenced to buy the shirt. It's so meta. It just is so funny. It's so funny.
Yeah.
I'm like crying. It's so funny. It just kills me.
Mom's favorite shirt.
It is. It's going to be my favorite shirt. It's like some of my favorite shirts I sleep in. This is one that I'm going to like wear out. I'm going to wear it to the gym. I'm going to wear it all the time.
You can wear it out to the club.
Out to the club. Yeah, all those clubs that I go to.
Yeah, the only
club that I go to is like the gymnastics club that Wes has his classes at.
Okay, that's adorable.
Yeah, I know.
That's adorable.
You should come. It's really fun.
Yeah. Well, they let me like do gymnastics with them?
Doubtful.
Or is it it's for children?
It's for children. Well, no, they let they have adult classes there, but I think that when the children are on the mat, you're really not supposed to be out there.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Did you know? So it's like Chuck E. Cheese. You can't go in if you're an adult without a child.
What?
Yeah. And I just found out because when I was in Carlsbad, my mom always jokes that we're going to go to Legoland because you can, you know, you drive by, you're like, oh my God, Legoland.
Yeah.
You also can't go to Legoland if you don't have a child.
They have like Legos.
If you are over 18 and you just like Legos, you have to wait for adult night.
No way. No way. What if you just like the pizza at Chuck E. Cheese? Do they do takeout?
You have to do a takeout. Yeah, you have to do delivery, I guess. You can't go in. No kid, no admission.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
That seems...
Probably makes sense, though.
Problematic.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You're like, well... Okay.
I guess if I brought my child there, I wouldn't want, you know, just like random strangers.
Yeah.
Wandering in.
Yeah.
Just like, do they serve alcohol at Chuck E. Cheese and or Legoland?
I don't know. I assume they do at Legoland, but I don't know about Chuck E. Cheese. I don't have a child. I haven't gone to Chuck E. Cheese in a long time.
I also haven't been to Chuck E. Cheese in a long time. Well, probably because COVID.
You can't. That seems like a place where, yeah, you shouldn't.
Yeah, yeah.
Not to like diss Chuck E. Cheese, but
it's been a long
time. That you're going to be touching a lot of things.
They don't have like rides at Chuck E. Cheese. They have like games, like a Dave and Buster's type of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But for children.
I do like Dave and Buster's. That place was fun.
Yeah.
You don't?
It's okay.
You're not really like a games person?
Not really. I think they're all trickery, you know?
No.
Oh, yeah. Mark Rober did a really good... video like years ago with like some friend that was like a professional baseball player, I think.
Uh-huh.
And they went to a like amusement park and played the games, and they showed you like what your odds of winning and like how much you would have to spend to actually win and in what ways they're like tricking you basically.
So somebody who basically was he would have gotten it in or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
If they were playing like a baseball game.
Or like the skill level that it took. Cause like he had to like throw, you know, you have to throw things a certain way. And like Mark Rober's like, he used to work for NASA. So he was showing like the math of like the trajectory of what you would have to do and like how the net is, you know, smaller. And it's all like kind of this like obstacle illusion. And, you know, here's the cost of the prizes if you just bought them outright. And here's the cost if you actually played it. You know, the game.
But see, Ned and I have gone back and forth about this. You're also paying for the, like the fun and the experience.
Oh,
and like,
yeah.
How much would you pay, you know, to say go to a movie or, you know, for a different type of entertainment. And so for somebody who likes that sort of thing.
Oh, for sure.
Which, you know, for someone who is massively competitive and, you know, loves winning.
Doesn't Ned just run around and play like every game when you go to like an amusement park?
Absolutely. He's like, he is a child. It's it's actually very fun to watch.
Does he win?
Sometimes.
Yeah. I feel like for me, it would have to be like Vegas rules. Like whenever I go to Vegas, I can gamble with $20.
Yes. It has to be.
I can win as much as I win. Mm-hmm. But if I go under, if I lose,
that's
$20.
That's as far as you're going.
That's it.
Yeah.
I'm out. Know thyself. I'm out.
Ugh. You only do $20 in Vegas?
$20. That's
it.
That's it. $20. That's
what it. What does Keith do?
20.
No.
Same. He doesn't like to gamble. Like I really like doing like lotto tickets and like scratch offs. Just because like my family really liked it when we were little. And be like, oh yeah, let's buy this $1 scratch off.
What's the feeling that you get when you do that?
I don't know. Probably has something to do with like addiction.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm just wondering because I've actually never done a scratch off or anything like that. So I'm wondering like, do you get like a little giddy? Is it?
Oh yeah.
Is it the sort of thing where?
The win.
Yeah, it's like kind of thrilling.
Yeah.
Kind of. Like, oh, there's a possibility, because I also hate gambling. I hate it. I hate it because I just think I'm really bad at it. And I don't like doing things that I'm not good at.
I would chase the high. And that's why I'm like, well, but $20.
Like, yeah. Yeah. Ned's, you know, okay at gambling. He sort of has like a, game theory calculator in his head, you know, and so he's able to sort of sit there and you know, think to himself, he's like read books and stuff. I don't know.
So does he do like, I only ever do like slot machines. I don't do like
where you could,
maybe put
it all on black,
put it on
or whatever.
Red. Yeah. Russian or not Russian roulette, but regular,
just
roulette.
Regular roulette. Oh God. Yeah. Yes. He loves roulette.
Okay.
I think he likes blackjack. You know, like the ones.
Yeah, I get because those are winnable games.
Yeah,
right.
I think it makes him feel a little bit like James Bond or something. I don't know.
True.
Yeah, yeah. Ned kind of likes, you know, just sort of the feel of the casino too. But he caps himself at 100, or I cap him at 100.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because it's like, I feel like if you just do 20, because some of the tables you can't even get in with a less than $20 bet. Or something like that, you know, but could not play poker. There's no world in which we would sit down at a poker table.
No. Me, I wish they had whatchamacallit. We learned it when we were in Greece because we were taking all these ferries. Gin rummy.
Oh, I love gin rummy.
Yeah.
We play that with my family all the time.
Yeah. We were like, we're going to learn how to do this. And really it was Keith learned how to do it and then taught it to the rest of us.
Oh.
But like it was me, Matt and David. So like. Yeah. Not an audience that's going to be able to focus that long.
Right.
But it was fun once we figured it out.
We should play that together.
Yeah,
my family. Before Ned and I were married, we went on a ski vacation and Ned came.
Carly, you have a bad track record with ski vacations, though. That one guy you broke up with.
Oh, that's true.
Was Ned like, I'm next? It's me. I've been invited to the ski.
At the time, I don't think he had heard the story. So maybe he didn't know. But, you know, there might have been a little bit from my parents being like, are you going to break up with this guy before we... No, he knew. He knew. But we all played gin rummy together and Ned lost terribly. And so my family started calling him Full Hand Fulmer.
Oh my gosh, I remember this story.
He hated it. I mean, you know how Ned.
I would say Ned is a person who does not like to get teased.
He does not like being teased.
As someone who does a lot of teasing, speaking, Ned does not respond well.
I also do a lot of teasing. I feel like that's just how we like. It's just I find it hilarious, and we tease each other in my family all the time. And so, you know, this actually did come up when Ned and I first started dating was I would sort of tease him and, you know, like I called him something that, you know, not a big deal name. Like I called him a goober or something like that, you know, something sort of Midwestern, you know, like it could almost be a term of endearment.
Yeah. Goober. Like you're being a goofball.
Yeah. Like, oh gosh, you're such a goober.
Yeah.
And he really took it to heart and was like, I don't appreciate it when you call me that. And I was like, he was so sincere about
it. Good on him for saying something.
I thought he was joking because it was so not a big deal, you know? And so I sort of, like, I think I laughed And I was like, no. I know. You can see the bricks falling. It's just, oh, it was so bad.
The cringe.
Yeah. And yeah. So I think I laughed and, you know, Ned got like a little mad. And I know you can just see how this could be so, so, so bad. Yeah. And
what was the resolution?
Well, I think I finally was, you know, I think I had to say, I did not realize that this was that important to you. And I'm so sorry. Oh. I will try not to call you names because I just didn't realize that it meant so much to you. Yeah. You know, it's like, what should I call you? He's like, well, just call me Ned. And I was just like, oh, my God. Oh,
I love the idea of Ned, who doesn't go by his given birth first name, like nicknames.
I know. Oh, man. I know. Yeah, he does not like to get made fun of.
You know, some people brush it off their shoulders. Some people mm-hmm. don't. So what do we learn from this situation, Ariel? Just got to listen to people.
Yeah,
take them at face value.
Take them at face value.
Yeah, if people say they don't like a nickname or teasing.
Yeah.
You don't need to tease or call them a nickname.
Yeah.
Nobody's a goober.
Nobody's a goober.
You don't have to be a goober if you don't want to be a goober. We won't ever call you that. Now it will be in my head every time I see Ned now. I'll be like, don't ever say goober.
I don't even know if it was goober. Is there one that's like just as like... not serious as goober.
Goober makes me laugh, though.
I know,
like,
same.
What's the etymology of etymology?
Etymology.
Etymology,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Like, did you know where does goober come from?
Did you know that people used to be named Dorcas? Like, that is... Yeah, I know. My grandmother had a best friend whose name was Dorcas.
Dorcas.
Isn't that unreal? Because I remember as a child using that, like, as a... you know, one of those goober, Dorcas, you know, Nerdtron. No?
I like Nerdtron.
Nerdtron.
Nerdtron. I like the idea that earlier you were like a secret bully. Like, yeah, I called these kids
Nerdtron.
I'm not saying the other words, but.
No.
Like a Nerdtron.
Wait, what word were you thinking?
Bad things that kids call each other.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, that is as bad as it got for me was Dorcas.
Dorcas. I feel like Dorcas was the name on a TV show, right? Wasn't somebody named Dorcas in something?
You're asking the completely wrong person.
Minkus. Minkus with Boy Meets World. I think those like older names are coming back now, though. Like, I don't know if Dorcas is going to come back, but I feel like you see a lot of babies with like names that our grandparents had.
I'm really into it. I'm really, really into it.
Yeah.
Like Eleanor. Uh-huh. And... Penelope.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Yeah. I mean, just all the, like, the sweet names. I mean, those are women's names, but...
Alfred.
Alfred, Charles, George.
That always makes me think of It's a Wonderful Life. When is it too early to start watching Christmas movies?
Oh, it's never too early. It is never too early. Honestly, I am one of those people who, you know... November 1st.
You decorate on November 1st?
I don't decorate, but I definitely start thinking about decorating.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're a Thanksgiving group.
After Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
But then you're losing out on so much of that wonderful, like, chilly time. Well, do you decorate for Thanksgiving?
Hell no.
No?
That not weird even with fake, like, holiday?
No. You could
decorate,
like,
with
pumpkins
food.
and garlands of fall leaves? No?
No. We just do Halloween and then go straight to like Christmas and
so Hanukkah. What about that 4 weeks in between?
It's just our normal house right now.
No.
It's just the way it is. Rebecca. We still have our spooky Christmas lights up outside though.
So you have like a spooky Thanksgiving?
No, the spookiness is gone. I take the spookiness off. I took my bats away.
Wow.
I took my little yard things out. Those bats were
cool. You're missing out. There's so many soft, like, throws and things. I mean, I'm only thinking
throws?
This because... Yeah.
Where am I going to put throws? We have a couch. How many throws does it need?
On the bed, on the couch. You can fold them up and put them in a basket on the floor. Throws are
put
multi-use.
Them in a basket on the floor, Ariel.
What? I'm being
Is
very
that
serious.
Functional.
They could be functional.
So they're just blankets that you put in a basket,
uh-huh,
to look at.
No, they're in a basket. They could be taken out to be used on the couch.
How often do your blanket baskets get taken out?
In LA, not very often. But in colder places, all the time. All okay. the time. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Basket of... Okay. Sound off in the comments. Basket of blankets.
Yeah. On this deep, deep conversation
this
that
is
we're having.
A basket of blankets is an excellent idea. Because then if you're watching television and, you know, your significant other has already stolen the couch blanket, then you just reach into your basket of blankets.
Your basket of blankets isn't your couch blanket?
Wait.
Rephrase the question. How many blankets do you have in your house?
Enough for multiple people. You cannot share throws.
Why not?
You share throws?
Yeah.
But you're small.
No. See, here's the thing. Here's the rub. Mm. First, step one, mm-hmm, marry someone who's over 6 feet tall. Step two, have a crafty grandmother and crafty mother.
Oh.
Step three, I don't know why they got it in their head that we needed this blanket, but we love it. My mom and grandma made my brother,
ooh,
made Keith a blanket. That was
weird.
Oh my God. They made
Rewind.
A blanket that is 6 feet, 3 inches long so that Keith
could wear
put his whole body in it.
Oh my God.
So it goes over almost the whole length of our couch.
Wow.
And you know, because we drink coffee in the morning, it's coffee themed. There's like a coffee print on it from
Cute.
Like Joanne.
Oh.
So we call it the coffee blanket. Mm.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
Did you go to Joanne's as a kid?
No, I was not a crafty baby.
But if your parents were crafty, or if your mom was crafty, she didn't haul you along with her?
No, she wasn't crafty. She didn't have, she's crafty in the sense that, like, you know, she worked in a school.
Yeah.
So I think she used all of her craftiness on the kids.
And then when she came home, she was like, I'm crafted out.
Yeah, she was like.
I get it. That's really funny. We would go to Joanne's all the time. All the time.
Big crafting family.
Big crafting family. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We would just go for like to get a project or something. But when you said Joanne's and like the coffee print, I know exactly what there's like they have all the different prints.
Uh-huh. And it's like fleece. It's very warm.
You can get anything there. You
oh
can get
yeah.
anything.
I didn't know that they had like well, I guess I kind of like knew that they had like specialty stores for like fabrics and things mm-hmm, like that. Mm-hmm. But when I was home like a couple months ago, I went with my grandma uh-huh. to this like pattern store because I do have a very crafty, my grandma's best friend, who I call my aunt, uh-huh. is very crafty. She makes like pillowcases, she makes curtains, all these things she knows how to do. So my grandma will find patterns and bring it to her and then she'll make it. If you ever want to feel like you're on a game show that's about patience, you need to take an 83-year-old woman to a fabric store.
Oh,
and by 83, like, small woman who does not move very fast.
Oh, dear.
And has a lot of ideas about what she wants.
Uh-huh. And if she's looking for actual patterns.
Oh, actual patterns.
That place is like a library
mm-hmm.
where you open up a drawer and you have to go through the like the library cards mm-hmm. of books. Wow.
Oh, yeah. So we got some patterns that day. Got some gnomes.
Some gnomes.
This was months ago and she was already thinking of Christmas blankets for my baby cousins.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, speaking of babies and gnomes, my gnome,
you heard it here first.
My really, really good friend dressed her baby up, her 6-month-old baby, as a gnome for Halloween and set her in amongst other gnomes. It was the most precious thing I have ever seen.
That's adorable.
I was like, why have I not seen this before? This is so funny and so cute.
Gnomes are kind of freaky though, right?
Some of them are.
Right. If you're, some of them have like a weird, like, they're like those geese that people put in front of their house. Sometimes it's cute and sometimes I'm a little creeped out by them.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The geese with the little hats. They wear little bonnets and you change their bonnet for, maybe it was a Midwestern thing. People had these like geese. They were like stone geese, kind of like the way you would have your little stone gnomes.
And they changed their hats?
And so they would be plain like geese. I think it was a geese. Goose? It was a goose?
It was a geese?
It was a goose. We usually had a couple geese. But then they would have like an apron and a bonnet. But like they're made of stone. And like when you looked at it, you were like...
Was it kind of like a Mother Goose thing?
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of like Mother Goose. Yeah.
Okay.
But you look at it and you're like, were you ever a goose before? Like, did you just get changed into stone? Like when you're a kid? Because they had some weird expressions sometimes.
Fascinating.
Maybe that's why I don't decorate. I'm too spooked out by decor.
By the things that people use.
Sometimes decor is real freaky. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right.
You know, Ariel, we could talk for hours about gnomes and decor. And if Miles would let us, we absolutely would. But that's not why we're here today. We're here today to discuss all of the exciting things that we've been up to with the channel.
Yeah.
You know, we've been doing this podcast for a year now. We started in...
Has it really been an entire year?
Yeah. We're on episode like 69, 70, something like that.
69. That was the first thing you thought of.
69. Yeah. We're on like a year of episodes. We started last year in the, you know, old office, sitting in the living room.
Yes.
With just itty bitty microphones and some chairs.
I do.
And a lot of distance between us.
Yes. Yes.
Like physically, not like
right.
emotionally. Physically, we were far apart. Then we went on to Zoom. And we had an exciting year of technology.
That was fun.
And then thanks to science, we were able to come back into the studio thanks and record together.
Thank you, science.
Yeah, thank you, science. Yeah, we just released our Without Instructions chairs video. So
that
if
was
you
fun.
Haven't watched that, go watch it now.
If you're interested in purchasing our chairs...
Do not try and sell our chairs.
You don't think anybody wants
those
our chairs?
Chairs are staying here.
Well, I agree. The chairs are staying here. But I have a strange feeling that those chairs are going to go missing at some point. Not by my hand.
I was like, where are they going?
No. I just, you know, they keep inching closer and closer to the door.
That is true.
Have you noticed?
I'm like, somebody better not be giving us a sneaky hint that these need to go outside.
Exactly. I like they had a place of prominence on the, you know, sort of the mural wall.
Yeah.
And then they just started creeping that way as shoots happened and furniture got moved. And I'm watching them slowly walk out the door. Soon, next time we come, they're going to be sitting outside. So I want them to go to a nice home before they end up in the dumpster.
Yeah. Preferably a home with like no children.
Right. Yes, 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 yes.
They're very unsafe chairs.
They are very tippy.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert if you haven't seen the episode.
Oh, yeah.
But we had a lot of fun doing that episode because I think it was the first time it was just the three of us ever.
Yeah.
In a video that wasn't like a vlog at home, like when we had to do that cooking
thing. Yeah.
And I just feel like we've come so far since those early BuzzFeed days of being like, how do I put a mic on?
Do you remember what your first video was?
I was in like a vlog that Keith did about long distance relationships. Like it was like a song that he wrote, like a comedy song.
Sure. It was like a pre-Lou Burger, but with Alex.
I don't know if they had met yet. Might have just been him on his own. Because Keith's been doing, you know, comedy music for a while. But yeah, I think that was the first time I was ever like on BuzzFeed. Mm. And then after that, the first one where I was like actually like talking in a video was like couples try different sex toys.
Really?
It was like edible sex toys.
Really?
Yeah.
That was the one that you were like, I'll do that with you, Keith. Sure.
Well, it was really funny because I was like, I always have like, you know this, we have a rule where I'm like, I'm not going to talk about
my sex life.
I will talk about sex is normal and people have it. Mm-hmm. I'm just not going to talk about mine. So with that rule in mind, I was like, okay, Keith, anything you say has to be about sex in general and not
our
sex life.
Yes.
And I also said, I was like, I feel like it's going to be like a misogynistic video and all the things are going to be like things that women are supposed to have. And of course it was like an edible like thong.
Right.
So I was like, you're going to try everything. So I was like, 90% of the video was him just like
trying something.
Yeah, it was like edible. I think it was like edible candy sex things.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
There are a lot of those out there.
There were at least five,
huh?
I think, for that video.
I can imagine those necklaces that have the hard candies on them.
Was that
just a thong?
Oh, that's no, funny. That was, they had like a gag that was a giant jawbreaker.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually very funny.
I was
funny.
Like, okay, that's funny.
It's clever. Whoever yeah. made that up. That's really funny. Yeah. Mine was, I honestly don't remember what my first one was.
Yeah.
I think.
Had first, to have been a relationship one.
Or just a taste test or something where like Ned just needed somebody to come in, mm-hmm. you know, or maybe I was there for something and, but it was definitely pre Try Guys. It was just like Ned was making videos mm-hmm. just like everybody else. And he was like, do you want to come in and eat something, you know, or something like that?
Like, yeah, sure.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sounds good. But the first one that I remember post Try Guys, where it was like a Ned's wife situation was,
my wife
was, fuck, marry, kill. Do you remember those? The guys were doing, there was like,
that was your first wife one?
That's the first one that I remember.
No, because that was here.
No.
That was before they went on tour.
No, there was one at BuzzFeed. Miles, were you on set?
No, I wasn't on set, but I remember that video.
Yeah. It was
just another one? The one where Zach died.
There, Zach died. It was at a soundstage at BuzzFeed.
I think that was here.
Yeah, it was a fuck, marry, kill where somebody, where Ned was the host.
Yeah.
And it had to be me. And they obscured their voices. Maybe Ned wasn't the host. Maybe Keith was the host. Anywho, I don't remember. Keith.
Miles, do the deep dive.
Yeah, look it up.
Do the
look
deep dive.
But Zach died. And so I had to zip him in a body bag.
Yes, I remember that. Yeah. I don't know why I thought that was here.
No, it was at a soundstage there. And then there was one. And then Ned was doing a series where he did like couples transformations.
Oh, I remember the haircut.
Yeah. And so David was doing the different things. And that's how we met.
When you first went blonde.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
It was. That was fun.
That was your first deep dive into blonde.
Yeah. But this fuck, marry, kill one, I remember, was pre that because I had sort of the long, like darker blonde hair. You know, just things you remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck, marry, kill, Ned's wife edition.
When did it come out?
5 years ago.
Five years ago? That's so long.
Crazy.
That's so long ago.
I don't know why I thought it was just yesterday.
And Keith hosted and Ned was one of the contestants.
There you go.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
13 million views.
Wow. And I think I chose Ned to marry. I chose Eugene to fuck. And I chose to kill Zach.
Who wouldn't?
Yeah. I know.
They don't even have to play a game for that.
No. It's sort of obvious, right? Yeah.
So I would say for my, the edible sex toys video, I had done some on camera work. So I was like, not that nervous about like performing.
Right. Because you were a journalism major.
Oh, I was an acting major. Yeah. Wow. And I double majored in journalism, but I left that senior year because you couldn't do both. Because they were both like, you need to have 8 hours of your day other than school. You can't do both. But yeah, so I was used to being on camera at that point. But I think I was more nervous because I think right before that, I don't know why Keith was getting a lot of comments about like being single. And so a lot of people, when Keith was like, oh, and this is Becky, my girlfriend of, and they put like how many years?
Uh-huh.
And it was like probably like 5 years at that point or 4 years. Everybody was like, what?
Who?
What? But Keith never really did like relationship videos before that.
Right. He was like the host of things.
Yeah.
He would do Man on the Street stuff, I remember.
Yeah. Those kind of things. And then he, I do remember like, at his beginning BuzzFeed days, because, you know, people are trolls on the internet.
Mm.
A lot of people just thought Keith was gay.
Really?
So that was in a lot of the comments. Yeah. So I think that maybe also surprised people.
Because he just never talked about like his personal life.
Yeah. Not quite as like quiet as Eugene is about his personal life. But yeah, I would say he didn't divulge a lot in those beginning days.
Right.
Certainly started to divulge more later on.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. How about you? Because you didn't like Well, you didn't have any acting experience or performing experience.
No. And the thing is, when I was first asked to be on camera, mm-hmm. I wasn't going so much as Ariel. I wasn't going so much as myself. Mm-hmm. I was going as Ned's wife. I was Ned's wife for a good 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Throughout BuzzFeed.
Yeah. It
wasn't until probably pretty recently that I kind of became comfortable being myself.
Yeah.
You know, and like maybe when I don't know, becoming a mom was a big deal, and mm-hmm. that sort of gave me the confidence to like talk about myself.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you went from Ned's wife to Wes's mom?
Sometimes.
You know, or do you think you went Ned's wife, Wes's mom, Ariel? The butterfly has emerged.
I do think that throughout that process, I certainly was both of those people for a period of time. And I do feel like I still feel like I'm emerging. You know, yeah. I'm still trying to figure out what that is. And mm-hmm. I think it is still changing, like who that butterfly is that is mm-hmm. on the internet. I don't know. That's a tough question.
It's hard when you feel defined by a certain box, right? So
yeah.
Ned's wife. I mean, I think one of the like podcast ideas we had for a name of this podcast was literally like mom, wife, girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah. Mom, wife, girlfriend. Yeah.
Good thing we didn't go with that.
Mom, wife, girlfriend, producer.
Yeah, right. But it was like, yeah, those boxes are very easy, I think, for people to go into on the internet, especially because like all the content that you were in those early BuzzFeed days was relationship.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It was all relationship heavy.
Well, that was, I mean, you know, the guys had to make videos so fast and come up with those, like those viral ideas so quickly
and so many that
they all kind of just started to specialize in certain things, you know?
Oh yeah.
So like for Keith, it was the man on the street stuff. It was mm-hmm. the game show type things.
Yeah.
And he was really good at them and like was able to make them quickly, mm-hmm. you know? And similarly for Ned, he would do this relationship stuff where that sort of became what he could do quickly and what he started to become known for. You know, like it wasn't that they chose it. It almost wasn't like they chose to do these things. It was that they could do them quickly and do them well.
Yeah. And I think especially in that kind of like environment where you're, reward system is purely based on like views and like clickability and clickbait and all those things. Uh-huh. It's like if you find something that really, really works, it's like very hard to leave that narrative.
Right. You just keep doing it in a different format
mm-hmm.
over and over and over.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a really interesting perspective to think about it now. Have you thought about this for
not particularly, because I don't feel like, I feel like the boxes that have been like prescribed to us are you're like, you and Nat are like mom and dad,
right.
relationship goals, all that.
Uh-huh.
And I would say my box was more of like young couple,
mm-hmm.
like,
yeah, for sure.
Goofy, but also like people on the internet do not like when I'm mean to Keith. Got a lot of comments about that sometimes. And I'm like, everyone calm down.
We've been together for a long time.
A 3-minute video.
We're going to be fine.
Going back to our old titles, I still think my title would have been a good one. And I think someone should make this podcast so you can go ahead and do it. You can take this from me. I'm giving license.
Which one?
I really liked Plus Ones.
I liked Plus Ones too.
I loved it. I was like, oh, it could be a podcast where we invite on all of the like significant others or friends or dates or the people that are always the plus one at events.
Totally.
That's what we always were.
Totally.
It was like, Keith Habersberger and Plus One.
I think
you know what I mean?
It was such an apt name. And I think, and I do think that that's where You Can Sit With Us came from.
Oh yeah.
Was this idea of plus ones. Cause we were so close to using that one.
Yeah.
And it says what I think we wanted it to, like what we wanted this podcast to say was that, you know, like I don't think that we have ever really considered ourselves celebrities. You know, we have always been the plus ones. And we're very happy with that.
Yeah.
You know,
and I thought it was really cool that we got to go to Australia.
Me too. Me you know too. What I mean,
like, we absolutely benefit of us in a system that we exist in.
We absolutely, like, I love being a plus one. I love showing up to a fancy party and not having to do anything but drink and so and socialize with people, you know, and like.
So is it hard now that that's like sort of a changing narrative? Because we're no longer plus ones. Mm-hmm. It's we host this podcast.
It's very
outside of others, you know, outside of our significant others.
It's difficult. It's certainly, you know, change is hard.
Yeah. I mean, it was like three episodes ago. I think you said you didn't consider yourself a YouTuber.
I that was a huge, like, I don't know. For some reason, it never occurred to me, you know, that
I think because the definition we have for YouTuber when we think about it is a content creator on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So when we see our partners and other people, you know, Matt Pat, Mark Rober, I don't know why those are the only two YouTubers that are public. Grace Helbig.
Sure.
All of those people, you know, when we're watching them, they are people who know how to edit and produce videos and perform and do all of these, you know, multi-hyphenate things.
Right.
And I feel like for so long we were not multi-hyphenates. We were just the plus ones.
We were just the plus ones.
So having more control and more structure to how, like, our stories are told.
Absolutely.
It's a very interesting, like, new beginning.
That's very introspective.
New beginning.
I love that. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about some of the, like, labels that have been put on you from, you know, past BuzzFeed days? And do those still feel true and honest to who you are? Or, you know, are there ones that you'd like to leave behind?
Yeah, I definitely didn't love when I was classified as the mean try wife. That was maybe not my favorite. But I do think sometimes, I don't know. Yeah, I try not to read the comments anymore. Mm-hmm. But there are ones where you see, like, I've definitely seen people call me a more woke person. And I'm like, that's wonderful. But, you know, this is two white women having a conversation. You know what I mean? It's like one of those things where you're like, I think I still struggle with, like, where does my voice fit in the scheme of the world? And why should someone listen to me over a different podcast option or a different, influencer?
Isn't that the daily struggle?
Yeah.
Why listen to me instead of somebody else? And I would listen to you.
Thank you, Ariel.
Yeah.
Thank you. So nice of you. So kind. Yeah. But I think that's maybe like the greater question for anyone who creates anything is like, what? But then that's also, you get into that millennial struggle of like, are we all special snowflakes or whatever they say? You know, like maybe there isn't anything. Because on paper, you know, I get into that mindset of like, on paper, I'm a very like the definition of like a basic average, like a white woman, able-bodied, thin, you know, the list could literally go on. Middle class upbringing.
Middle class, yep. Uh-huh.
Like it just goes on and on. So it's like, it's hard to talk about funny stuff sometimes or like lighthearted stuff. Cause I feel like it's a misuse of privilege, if that makes sense.
Interesting. Yeah.
But I think that takes like the levity out of situations too. Cause it's like, maybe too much focus on like, if I say something, I have to say the thing. Like
right.
There's a right thing to say.
Right.
You know,
going back to the name plus ones, like I think that it also gave us sort of a reason to listen. Mm-hmm. A reason for people to listen is because we were sort of like tangentially related to this world.
Oh yeah, it's nepotism, number one.
Well, yeah, for sure. For sure. But, you know, like there it's always fun to get together with a friend who like is in a different world. You know, gets to go to red carpet events and things like that. You know, because then you get a sort of a backstage pass to a celebrity lifestyle or something like that. And mm-hmm. I feel like that's what Plus One kind of said.
Yeah.
And so in some ways I'm glad that we didn't go with that because we're so much more.
Oh yeah. And I'm still willing to give that Plus One. Anyone on the internet, you want to make that? If you are, if you want that idea, you can have it for free. I give it up. I sign it away to you because I still think it would be a cool podcast.
It would. It would be a great podcast.
But I don't know how to make podcasts. Miles edits this. You know what I mean? Surprise. Surprise. We don't know how to edit. Well, I guess I'm not a podcast. I could find my way around Final Cut very basically. Very basically if I tapped into my, what'd you call it the other week? Lizard brain?
Oh, your lizard brain. Yes. Yeah.
I was like, I've done this before. I could tap into that.
I never, ever have. And like you were saying, I think that's why I don't consider myself a YouTuber is because I don't do any of the other stuff. Yeah. I don't come up with the concepts. I don't come up with, you know, I don't edit.
But you do on this podcast.
Well, that's true.
You know, we come up with topics and.
But there's a podcast and then there's this whole idea of being a YouTuber, you know, like. With videos on YouTube, YouTube videos run the gamut of content.
Oh yeah.
You know, there's vlogs, there's like, you know, 4-hour saga thing. And then there's like Lego motion. You can watch anything.
You are definitely on like kids YouTube, like the like oh, Finn's
yeah.
or Wes's
for sure,
iPad.
For sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got like adult videos blocked.
Yes, 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 yes. No, we watch a lot of kids videos. Yeah. Still don't consider myself a YouTuber.
If you were, you know, if you could consider yourself a YouTuber, what would you want to make?
I really like Mr. Kate videos. Uh-huh. I love what she does. I love that she like, you know, meets people, gets to know them, kind of redoes their space. Mm-hmm. But like, it's all upbeat and I don't know. It just feels very collaborative and very fun. But also she has this, like, its sense of greater good as well.
Yeah.
You know? So
I feel like I haven't watched as many of her videos as I have just kind of heard.
Yeah. But she also, she started out as a sort of a DIY blogger.
Oh, okay.
In the same world as Joy and
Lauren.
And also Emily, you know, so, and I worked for both Joy and Emily. And I remember Joy had Kate's book. Kate did a book that was Glue Gun Mess.
Cute.
Yeah. Isn't that cute?
Cute title.
Such a cute title. But yeah, it was, you know, sort of like a crafty, like DIY blogger book. Huh. It's like when we moved out to LA, did you have any idea that this is what you would be doing?
I mean, I had an idea. I still thought I was going to be an actor when I moved out here. I was like, yeah, this is going to work out. And then, you know, things change.
How many real casting auditions did you go on?
Not a lot.
Really?
No, not a lot at all.
And so you came out here and you did like the actor thing where you got an agent.
I moved out here. Basically spent all of my money to do that and then had to get a job and really didn't have time to audition for things that much. And then when it did come time to doing it, I was like, I just don't think I like this as much as I thought I did. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, I don't have very tough skin. Like,
yeah. And it can be very soul sucking.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a lot of friends who are like doing really amazing work and
just
like
daily.
Yeah. And definitely like hustling and grinding. And you know, when I moved out here, I was like, that's not for me. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's for me. I'm going to think about other things, but I don't know what things I'm going to think about. Mm. But what are you going to do? Guys, I really ran the gamut today.
I know. I feel like Becky and I just sort of asked each other about how do you feel about your past, present, and future?
There's a lot of free flow conversation.
What is it not, though? You know?
Truth. Just the cult episode. What was the format?
Let's do another one. Let's do another one of those.
Update on cults.
Yeah. Just what are some of the new cults out there?
Oh my God. I hope there aren't any new cults since the last time we talked.
I think the last time.
Only a year ago. I hope there are no new ones.
Maybe.
Maybe just some that we've learned more about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah. It's been a whole year. Ariel, what do you want for the new year? This is our new year episode.
This is our new year episode. What do I want for... Wait, is this actually for the new year? Or this is just a new year of us?
A new year of the podcast. Yeah. What are your... What do you want? What do you want to send us off with manifesting?
I cannot wait.
Thoughts.
You know, we can talk all day, mm-hmm. right? But I want to bring people in who can also talk. And I want to learn new things on this podcast. Right. I want to be able to talk to somebody who is an expert at something and like a boss ass expert.
Yeah.
I would particularly love to have a bunch of boss ass women on this podcast sitting with us. And so that I can learn from them and ask them about what they do, you know, because there are a lot of things that I don't know and I want to know.
I love that.
Yeah.
Love that.
What about you?
I'll take that.
Yeah?
I'll take that. Yeah. Okay. I want to learn more.
All right. Well, for everybody listening, this is what's going to happen. We are going to learn more on this podcast.
Yeah. Maybe comment down below if there is someone, they could be female identifying or not, that you think is someone that you really like to learn things from.
Yeah.
About any topic.
Any topic.
And we'll look at it.
Any topic.
We'll look at the comments this time, guys. We promise.
Yeah. Like I want to have my OB on.
Yeah.
You know? Talk about.
For a second, I thought you said opion. And I was like, what's an opion?
Oh, what is? Well, actually, isn't Opie like a pet name for a grandmother?
Oh.
We will be inviting more people to sit with us.
Yeah.
That is what is happening. And that's what I want for the next year.
100%. Same. Mm-hmm. That's where I want to see this podcast go. More people sitting with us.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to all of our exciting new logos and thumbnails, we actually are going to have some physical merch for you, which is so exciting.
Oh my gosh. We have merch.
We
have actual merch.
Actual merch.
We have You Can Sit With Us merch.
We have
for the first time in the history of the universe.
Yes. We have You Can Sit With Us phone cases and buttons and some
stickers.
That's what it was. Stickers. I was like, there was another one. We have phone cases, buttons, and stickers. Those are all going to be available to purchase on tryguys.com. So get ready for it,
guys. I'm so excited.
And if you take any like selfies with your new phone cases or if you have your buttons on or you sticker anything, make sure you tag us. Show us your pictures. We're excited.
If you sticker anything or everything, which is what I plan to do. On that, love you all.
Yeah, thanks for sitting with us today.
Yeah.
We loved sitting with you.
Bye.